The searchers were almost upon them, when Maudie had an idea. She whispered to her two companions.
I've just thought of a wheeze, chaps. Follow me and play along. We're sea vermin, remember?
She began thrashing the bushes with her spear, giving a passable imitation as one of the Blood Gullet's crew.
Nah, I don't see no beast round here. Have you spotted him yet, Grub Snout?
Catching on quickly, Rangval snarled.
This is daft, Bucko. They wouldn't hang around here after shouting out a warning. What do you think, Bluegill?
Realising the remark was aimed at him, Orkwell acquitted himself well as he replied.
We ain't supposed to tink. That's Captain Visker's job. Captain says search, so we search. I says we try another place, maybe up there.
The stoked Bilger joined them.
I'll come with you, mates.
Even though the night had fallen, Rangval caught Orkwell's look of alarm as Bilger threw a paw about the young hedgehog's shoulders. He was about to act when Maudie stepped in. She tapped the stoat's back, warning him.
Watch out for that branch, bucko!
The stoat turned, presenting the side of his jaw as a perfect target.
Duh! What branch is that?
The hermit's clenched right paw shot out.
That one! Huh! Don't say I didn't warn you!
The weasel Jungo, who was as dull-witted as Bilger, saw him fall. He hurried over to Bilger's side.
Bilge, are you hurted, mate?
Emboldened by Maudie's swift solution, Orkwell scoffed at Jungo.
Walked into a branch and knocked himself out cold. Fancy sending that ticket out to look for some beast. He couldn't find his tail if it wasn't anchored to his behind.
Jungo found the remark quite hilarious.
That is a good un, tail anchored to his behind. I must remember that.
Trying not to draw further attention to themselves, the three friends ducked off, making their way uphill. Rangval went slightly ahead of the other two. Being a swift and skilled climber, he soon made his way to the lip of the plateau. The rogue Squiddle was halfway over the edge when he saw Gorath striding toward him, brandishing his huge pitchfork tongue. Whipping off his floppy hat, Rangval hastily identified himself.
Go easy with that thing, sir. Me and my pals have come from Redwell Abbey to help you. My name's Rangval.
He shook off the tawdry frock coat, displaying his bushy tail. Reversing the fork, Gorath proffered the handle. Rangval grasped it and was hauled up alongside the big young badger. Maudie's voice rang out from below.
I say, old sport, could you lend me a paw too, what?
In an instant, she too was pulled up onto the plateau. A moment of silence went by, then Rangval looked at her.
Where's Orkwell?
The hermit shrugged uneasily.
He's with you, isn't he?
The rogue Squiddle shook his head.
No, I thought he was with you.
Gora, help!
It was Celixa. The brown rats had got past her, and there were nearly a score of them on the plateau. The three defenders were forced to forget Orkwell for that moment. They charged headlong at the brown rats, who were trying to hem Celixa in and cut her off from Gorath.